Okay, so I know I've kind of asked you this already, but can you kind of give me a brief overview of how you started with juicing and how that came about in your life?
Okay. My husband lost his mother when he was 13, and so while he was in grad school, he and I watched this documentary called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, and it led us down a path of what are the benefits of juicing? Are there other ways of handling cancer other than chemotherapy? And we discovered through Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead and through the Gerson Therapy Institute, some of the resources they provide online, that it is possible to reverse some disorders, and it is possible to wean yourself off of medications easily. But in addition to juicing, highly recommends another procedure called coffee enemas because that's the detoxing part. So it's kind of helping your body get rid of garbage and receive nutrients, because when your smaller intestines or large intestines, I'm not quite sure, but when those have a thick lining due to the processed fatty foods that we eat, maybe not so much fatty, but the trans fat foods that we eat, it prevents your body from absorbing what it needs, which causes your cells to not do so well.
So, you said you've been a stay-at-home mom for over 10 years now. So, what is it like to jump back into the business world, like owning your own business now?
Well, it's kind of like that Bob Dylan song, you gotta serve somebody. And so I have been serving my family from the kitchen for over a decade. And for me to be able to do that for the public and get paid for it and know to, it's kind of like cooking with an audience that's willing to pay you. So it's energizing. It's exhilarating to be in the community and to network and to meet people outside of my family. We were always meeting people simply because of my kids having friends and such, but now it's really cool to meet other. Anyways, I don't know.
Okay, so you've only owned the juice bar for about 2 months now.
Yes.
So how has the public responded to the change since they're so used to it being Virginia?
I had a couple of customers come and say, "Hey, Jen," and then look at me twice and say, "Where's Jen?" But it wasn't that much of a problem. And ultimately, I kind of feel like it's a stage for my children to kind of showcase their personality and their talents, and still kind of supervise it all. And it's more of a learning opportunity for my children, so it's a risk that I felt was really worth taking. But no, going back to the question of the public, I think everybody's been really welcoming and open to my family and my family and me.
So, since you're saying that it's kind of like a platform for your children, how often do they come and sit with you or work with you whenever you?
At least one is with me every time I juice. At least one, if not three or four.
Nice, nice. So, owning a business is one thing, but you also said you homeschool all of your children, right? So, how do you balance being a mom and being a businesswoman, trying to handle that without like going crazy?
So I tell myself the truth, and that is, I can do what I can do at this moment, and anything can be done in 15 minutes. It's not going to be perfect, and it's not going to look like public school. But I tell myself that It's I tell myself the truth that I can't do everything perfectly, and some things have to give, and that's okay.
So, food trucks have been a popular franchise in Colombia. They're becoming a popular franchise in Colombia, and your juice bar happens to be the only mobile juice bar in Colombia. So, do you have any plans to expand it into something more solid, or do you have any bigger plans for the juice bar?
I am toying with the idea of a drive-through juice bar, just because the kitchen space doesn't have to be much. And often we get nurses who are getting off duty or going back to work when I'm here in Rosewood, or we have students. Everybody's on the go, and as nice as it would be to have a juice lounge where I imagine high back, booths where they're smaller, so if somebody were to choose to do a cleanse and get their juices from us and work so they can be around people and not at home starving, and feeling hopeless about their path or in health. That's an idea I've had, where I could provide a lot of workspace, because I do imagine my children growing up to be teenagers, and I'd like for them to work somewhere. I would like to have a brick and mortar store, but the overhead is just unbeatable with a food truck.
Yeah. So it's definitely better to have that mobile, so when people are on the go, they can just stop by.
Yeah. I would kind of like sometimes I wish I could provide, I guess I could just bring a little bistro chair and bistro table and a couple chairs and set it out. But often people are in a hurry, when they're getting their juice, and it's kind of like their meal that they can drink quickly.
Okay, so how important is it for you to have the support of your husband and your family while wearing all these hats, being a wife, a mother, homeschooler, tutor, business owner? How important is that for you?
Well, it would be impossible if I did not have my husband's support. He's my IT man, he's my car maintenance man, he helps me buy things. He really makes it so easy to where I can just show up and juice and pack up and clean up. I would not even try to do it without my husband's support and constant encouragement.
Yeah. So I think being a mom of four children, some women would say it's too hard for them to own their own business or like get out and do stuff. What would you say to someone who might want to like you did, take juice and something that's in your everyday life and make something better out of it? What would you encourage them to do? Like, what advice would you give them?
As self-sacrificial as being a mother can be, it is very important for one to sharpen their skills and to maintain those skills over time so that you can provide some value to society. Because sometimes when women find that their children are no longer need them, there is a lot of leisurely activities and hobbies they can do if that suits them, but there's always an opportunity to serve and to provide what you can provide. And so for me, what often pushes me to push through is that I'm setting an example for my daughters and for my sons, and I hope to encourage in them a strong work ethic, but not out of legalism or out of striving, but out of freedom and enjoying what they do.
So you kind of got into what my next question was going to be. I was going to ask you, what do you hope your kids learn from you, seeing you being all these different things? What do you hope that they get out of this when they grow up, and say, oh, my mom was this or that, what do you hope that they learn?
From me, I hope they learn that they were always my priority, and that the juicing and homeschooling was my attempt to love them in different ways and to prepare them for success, to set them up for success in the future, especially when it comes to working through high school, and to have goals and to pursue those goals and to dream and to continue dreaming. And to not be afraid and to take risks, because it's worth taking.
Oh, definitely, definitely. So all your kids enjoy your juicing, and your husband, they all drink it, and it's all mm-hmm. good at the house.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It is a daily habit, and everybody wants it. And my children are aware that what the produce provides them is a boost for their immune system, and they know they feel healthier and they can get over things quicker when their immune system is healthy and supported properly.
Yeah. So you're definitely a good example of a mom who's taken, she's not only being selfless because of her kids, but you're also doing something for yourself by this use of things. So would you say this is like a dream job for you to be able to do this and get your kids in it and have your kids love what you do too?
For me, it is definitely a dream because I get to work for myself and bring who I want on. And in the future, I look forward to the hiring process. And I look forward to, I have a lot to look forward to with this tiny step of starting or continuing with the juicing business.
Alright, so that's all the main questions I had to ask. Was there anything else that you'd like to say or anything?
I can't think of anything.
Alright, well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Sharnita.
No problem.